to Stephen G. Smith, in gratitude for over 3 decades of editorial wisdom from the sharpest pencil inside the Beltway. Forward, the way we were. In the following pages, we'll be traveling back in time to a foreign country. It is a place called the American Founding, a popular destination for all American historians, including yours truly. In fact, several of the following chapters draw heavily on previous visits to such historic sites as the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, the ever-elusive mind of Thomas Jefferson, and that entire generation I chose to call Founding Brothers. This trip, however, will be different. Our tour will focus on the downside of the American founding. While we will notice the triumphs in passing, our tour will focus on 2 unquestionably horrific tragedies the founders oversaw: the failure to end slavery and the failure to avoid Indian removal. We will assume from the start that we are witnessing a truly tragic moment. Less obvious is the kind of tragedy we are witnessing. Is it a Greek tragedy, meaning inevitable, unavoidable, the will of the gods? Or is it a Shakespearean tragedy, meaning avoidable, the product of inadequate leadership rooted in moral blindness? As you will see, I have my own opinion on both tragedies. But the final verdict belongs to you. Whatever your verdict, generating a robust argument is the ultimate rationale for our trip. Argument itself is the prerequisite for a historically correct answer. We could argue endlessly about which tragedy was more morally reprehensible, and all readers should feel free to do so in the privacy of their own minds. But there is no question that the debate over slavery had a much greater impact on the political and ideological values created at the American founding, including otherwise inexplicable compromises reached at the Constitutional Convention. For that reason, the failure to end slavery commands more space in the pages that follow than the failure to avoid Indian removal. But there is another, more relevant reason to focus on slavery and its racist residue, namely, it connects the way we were then with the way we are now. As a society that continues to grapple with the political and even emotional implications of becoming a biracial or multiracial America. In effect, we are still living a story about the presumption of white supremacy that had its origins and first chapter in the American founding. Part 1. Overviews. Show me a hero, and I will write you a tragedy. F. Scott Fitzgerald, The Crack-Up, 1945. To despise slaves as Negroes was redundant. But when Negroes were no longer slaves, they became despicable as Negroes. The spate of manumissions after the Revolution tended to heighten the white man's distaste for Negroes as such. Certainly, no one wanted them around. Winthrop D. Jordan, White Over Black, American Attitudes Toward the Negro, 1550 to 1812. Chapel Hill, North Carolina, 1968. Chapter 1. An American Dilemma. Why increase the sons of Africa by planting them in America, where we have so fair an opportunity?